Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
David Culley, the head coach of the Houston Texans, he's got an interesting level of commitment to a handful of guys in this organization. And I got a little bit of a problem with one of them, to be completely honest with you, at this point in time, sitting at 2-9. I think the Texans need to make a move. Here's David Culley when he was asked by John McClain, if we will see the young rookie, third-round draft pick, quarterback, Davis Mills, anytime soon.
Is there a chance we could see Mills again?
Something happens to Tyrod, you could see him.
Tyrod's healthy, he's the starter.
He's the starter.
Couple things here, Show. I don't understand the level of commitment. I don't understand. I don't understand why in some players' situation, i.e., Nico Collins, Brevin Jordan, a handful of players. You can even say Charlie Heck, and I mean, there's a handful of players that you can say, hey man, I mean, these guys are getting additional. They're being made priorities here late in the season to get more touches, to get more looks, to get more playing time, to either prove themselves or for this organization to evaluate precisely who they are. And I'm having a really hard time understanding why the head coach is so committed to the quarterback, to Tyrod Taylor, the veteran quarterback that's not going to be a part of your future in a 2-9 season when you've got the number one pick you had last year, again, which was third round quarterback Davis Mills. I don't quite understand why he's not being made a priority at this point in time to get as much run as he can so you can evaluate him and or so he can grow and develop and become a better player.
See, the big thing of why, because I remember you were saying right off the bat, hell, I if he plays well enough in preseason, hell, he should start because you need to get enough out of him. Well, it was clear that Tyrod Taylor was the better quarterback there.
Fair.
It was clear he should have been starting. And then after the first 6 weeks, the first two games, we saw Tyrod in six quarters, and then we saw Davis Mills finish off the rest of the game against the Browns, and it was a clear difference that Tyrod Taylor brought something different, and he deserved. Hell, he was playing as one of the best quarterbacks in the game in those six quarters there. Well, he's not doing that right now. And he's 107 passes in the win against the Titans.
107
yards, excuse me, in the win against the Titans. 158 yards in this game against the Jets. Nothing in the second half of either one of the games. It's not like the offenses get better. It's not like you're starting to get really good looks from other players because Tyrod's out there. At this point, he's just not playing to a point where you have to say, especially with the Texans' record 2-9, where you say to yourself, man, we got we got to keep him in there. I don't see what he's doing at this point like he was earlier in the season.
Well, there's no secret. The veteran's not producing consistently enough to warrant keeping his job at this point in time.
Yes.
Even if it was a normal situation and this team had playoff aspirations to start the season and the season just goes south, well, you're paying the guy and you're hoping that next year looks better. Even if that kind of situation is what we were talking about, he still hadn't played well enough to warrant keeping the starting job and not giving the young fella behind him reps, much less in this particular situation where it's obviously a rebuild. And I think there's a couple of things that should be happening. I love what they're doing with Brevin Jordan. I love what they're doing with Nico Collins. I love what they did last week with Titus Howard. moving him to left tackle, and he played really, really well at left tackle. I hope moving forward, again, they take the same approach. Put that player, make him a priority. Quit making it a priority that you get the best five offensive linemen as you can together, even if that means playing Titus Howard in his second best position. Quit making that a priority. Play Titus Howard where it best fits him. Find out how good he is, because if this kid goes out and plays, if he plays like he played last week for the next 6 weeks, you got a left tackle on your hands, partner.
And you actually have real options and options that you know
exactly
with Laremy Tunsil.
Exactly. Now, when you move on from Laremy Tunsil, which I would think that they want to, now when you move on from him, you're not moving on and leaving a void at left tackle. You've got a plan at least. Lonnie Johnson, he popped into the conversation earlier. I know he's been a roller coaster. I know it's a long shot. I don't know who the hell Lonnie Johnson is. They moved him to corner because they say his skill set fits better there. Play him at corner. We know who Dez King is, right? We know who Terrence Mitchell is. I mean, give Lonnie Johnson the run at corner and see if he's learned anything.
Because you said you needed him to switch positions, and this he's better suited. So see what you need to see out of him the next five games.
That's it. Is he better suited at corner in Lovie Smith's system? It's different than Anthony Weaver's system and Romeo Crennel's system. Is that move the right move for him? And, hey, you may find out that it's time to cut Lonnie Johnson at the end of the season. Yeah. You may find that out. But find it out with guys like Lonnie Johnson. I think it's interesting to me, show how they're – I guess my overall point is it's just interesting how, boy, it's made a priority with a couple of dudes, but then there's a handful of three or four dudes that you're willing to play out of position, you're willing to not play at all, and you're willing to stick with a veteran that's not producing over that particular player. That, for whatever reason, that just doesn't jive real well with me.
Blue 80, easy, white 90.
I'm Clint Sterner, joined by Ron Nishoe Ugly. Every day Ron's with me, by the way, if you're out there wondering. We're also Tyler Milner. He's in the building today. You listen to Sports Radio's Houston Sports Leader. Hey, Justin Reed. Justin Reed, there's been a soap opera this Monday through Wednesday starring Justin Reed and David Culley. I asked yesterday, would Justin Reed play for the Texans again? It wasn't a hot take. I honestly don't put anything past this regime. I felt like the stance that Justin Reed had taken in terms of allowing one of the biggest voices in the NFL media world to have his story and put his story out there publicly. Probably the hardest working guy here in the Houston media, Mark Berman, he put out a version of the story as well. I thought that was a pretty strong stance for Justin Reed. Well, I didn't think it was going to work out, you know, this quickly. I didn't think it was going to work out in Justin Reed's favor, but it looks like it has. Here is David Culley when he met head coach Houston Texans, when he met with the media this morning and was asked about Justin Reed being back in uniform.
Yeah, David, you said you were going to meet with Justin Reed on Monday. Have you decided whether he'll start and play on Sunday?
He'll play on Sunday. Everything, we're moving forward. Back to business as usual.
How did that meeting go, and how do you feel that'll be?
It wasn't a meeting. We just said we're back business as usual, ready to go. He served his time, and we're moving on.
Show, he served his time. I don't know if that's a good phrase to use.
Served his time.
I don't know. That may be frowned upon.
He probably could have gone in a different direction.
Yeah. Served his time. And
what do you think about that? I mean, we heard for 2 days, literally Sunday in the postgame presser, Monday we heard from the head coach, Tuesday they were off, but literally we heard from Sunday and Monday, and both times he mentioned, we will meet. That was his response. We'll meet and we'll decide. We'll meet and we'll discuss it. We'll meet and we'll figure it out.
For sure.
Well, then today when he talks to the media, all of a sudden, it really wasn't no meeting, man. He served his time. He's back and it's business as usual.
Well, I would hope this is one of those moments where we see this a lot in sports from coaches in front office where there is an understandable lie. I hope this is him just saying, as he would always say, we're going to keep it in house. I hope this is a keep it in house type of situation, because this thing leadership wise and everything you've talked about the last couple of days with, like, they're trying to run this thing like Bill Belichick, but they don't have Bill Belichick as a leader. If Justin Reed got suspended Friday and was informed Friday he wasn't going to play in the Jets game, and there was no meeting, he just walked in and it's just business as usual, then that's another
place where you have to question the leadership. Yeah. It's like, we're not even going to talk about this. Like, yeah. He's just walking in, his business as usual. I hope that this was an understandable lie that we get sometimes from front office, and he just doesn't want to discuss what happened. I hope there was a meeting, and I hope Justin Reed didn't just walk in and just start playing again.
Omaha Blue. I'm going to air out a little more of Lowe's laundry.
Oh boy!
I'm gonna air out a little more Lowe's laundry. Yeah, okay. I got a problem. See, this is a different one.
Okay,
this ain't skid marks.
Okay,
this ain't skid marks.
This is new.
It's new. So my wife,
the third time in 2 weeks.
So my wife, when she mows the yard,
right?
When she mows the yard, she's leaving a strip of at least a yard wide off the fence and around tree, around objects.
I don't think this is a good idea.
So, that great.
What, so when I go back, when I weed eat, like my weed eating job is like literally four times wider than it should be. And one of my most frustrating things about doing yard work is a weed eater and feeding the string in there, making, you know, in the string. So I got a problem, man. I mean, we got to start getting a little closer to trees and a little closer to the fence here, and I don't really know exactly how I need to address that with her.
Have like a lesson, like on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a great idea.
What?
Hey, come
what
on
else?
Out here. Lauren?
What else?
Pregnant?
You?
Come on out here.
Thanks for mowing the yard for a year, but you've been doing it wrong.
But let me give you a lesson. How do you think that rule? Try that with Megan.
You got to phrase it a certain way. You say, babe, listen, I appreciate.
Am I the only one who has experience being married? Try that with Megan. Here. What are you, here, let me hear it. Please.
Okay, yes,
please.
You say, babe, look, I appreciate everything you've been doing. I appreciate you mowing. Come out here with me real quick. I think there might be a way we can improve it a little bit that'll help us all out. Let's go take a look. And then you go and you have a little lesson and everyone walks away and we're all happier for it.
Well, I'm going to be honest.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to be honest. I've mentioned it a couple of times, and I think the space that she's leaving has actually gotten wider. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's I think,
so
I don't know if she heard me.
Taking her out there for a lesson sure would help that, right?
Yeah, I don't think she's not going to buy the lesson. But I'm telling you, I am wearing my damn weed. I'm using some gas and some string in that weed eater, man. Hell, I'm weed eating a damn strip a yard wide. What? Hey, so nothing, Tyler?
To me, this feels like a suggestion. Hey, just throw it out there. Like, say what you're saying, and that's it. Not taking her out for a lesson. And if not that, then this is one of ones you're gonna have to do yourself.
I understand that.
You're gonna move yourself. But you're certainly not going to say, hey, babe, won't you come out here and let me show you a lesson? Could you imagine her walk? Could you imagine you not washing a dish the right way and she comes in to tell you, hey, come in here. Let me show you a lesson on how to wash this cast iron skillet.
I'm fine with that. Show me. I want to learn.
So,
you know,
a yard is 3 feet. She's 3 feet off the fence, man.
I'm saying.
That beats the hell out of my shins with that damn weed eater.
You've already gone to all of Houston and told them about it. So. All right, big news coming out. Justin Reed was one thing, but there was other big news that could really affect the Texans on Sunday. We'll discuss that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stoerner and the Show.
All right, the other news outside of understanding Justin Reed is going to be returning to the lineup. The other big news was the Texans, they had to do everything virtually today. So when David Culley spoke to the media, as he does every Wednesday, and some players spoke to the media today, it was all virtual because they had several players who had illnesses, which then led to them, Clint, canceling practice. And so as the day has gone on, we found out through the injury report what guys were feeling ill and missed practice today and was listed on the injury report. Chris Conley, wide receiver, listed on the injury report with illness. Brandon Cooks, this team's best offensive threat and player, especially since Tunzel's not playing, was listed as illness with an illness as well. Running back and bread and butter, the guy they've got to get the rock to 13 to 20 times a game, David Johnson, he's also listed with an illness. And God bless Cole Toner, he is also listed with an illness as well. So we're starting to see some of the guys who weren't feeling well, and they had to cancel practice. I'm just sitting here thinking, Clint, with your experience, and I know you didn't play through COVID, so things are a bit different. But, I mean, we're seeing teams that have multiple players have COVID not just shutting down the entire practice. Like, you would have to believe there are some real concerns either with the amount of guys that are sick or concerns that there could be a real issue for them to just shut an entire practice down. Wednesday practice, one of their long physical days leading into their game against the Colts.
Yeah, you wonder if there's an attempt to avoid the close contact. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if I don't know. It is odd that there's nothing COVID-related that's coming out of this, that they just decide to cancel an entire practice, because a Wednesday practice, I'll argue, is the most important practice.
Because
you get – that's your head start, right? I mean, that's when you spend some time on Tuesday, obviously, with the game plan and with some of the key players, but ultimately – Wednesday's the first peek at it. It's the first start, you know, to the week, and you run through the. I mean, you'll get some situational work in. Probably, I mean, you'll get your bulk of your offense, whatever your identity is, whatever your base runs are, whatever your base protections are, whatever your base schemes are defensively. What are those going to look like this week versus the Indianapolis Colts? How are you going to tweak those this week against the Indianapolis Colts? And then you take. And you get into some of the different situational football that you hit on a daily basis anyway, that can be replaced. Wednesday is when you'd like to continue tweaking that, and then also get into your heavy third down packages and your heavy red zone goal line packages and things of that nature, and cover all those tweaks. If you miss your long day Wednesday and you can't get that actual physical work of the tweaks to your basic offense and to the body of your offense, then you got to do that 24 hours later. And so you really wonder how much you can cram into a Wednesday or how much you can cram into a Thursday. The good thing is is it's a home game.
Yeah.
And the good thing is if you need to use, say, Saturday for more of a walkthrough, you could bump everything back and go practice Thursday, practice Friday, and a walkthrough type thing on Saturday and get the work in if you needed to do it. So I guess there's still time left, but it's tough to miss an entire day of preparation for a game.
We'll be interested to see if they have to tomorrow. We'll be interested to see what happens tomorrow.
Good
then,
point.
Because right now, I'm just saying, if I see that you all felt the need that it was so serious to cancel practice, the whole linebacking corps got taken out last year. They didn't cancel practice.
Right.
Like, you felt like it was to a point where you had to cancel practice. That's got to potentially be on the cards for tomorrow. And I'm seeing people on the text line say, well, what do you need to practice for losing? You're going to lose. What do you?
Good point.
But for them, they're going in, I believe, they're going in trying to win the game. And this is a real setback. And if they don't get to get in work tomorrow, they are really behind it against a superior team.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, you're in a tough spot. And Indy's one of the teams that's trending in the right direction. I say they're better than the record is. In fact, I think they're the best team in the division, which isn't a stretch. It's either them or the Titans. But right now, I think they're the best team in the division. And obviously, missing a full day of practice isn't ideal for game week. But hopefully, virtually, these guys. The good thing is these guys have a ton of experience practicing virtually, and so you hope whatever you can accomplish in a virtual practice, you hope that these guys maximized it and can hit the ground running tomorrow. But you make the great point of usually when an illness is an illness that spreads throughout the locker room is so severe you got to cancel a practice. I mean, how's that going to change in 24 hours? It typically, those bugs aren't cured in 24 hours. So we'll see. We'll see how they handle it. But it's definitely a setback.
It is. So if you're just jumping in, you missed it. The Texans had to cancel everything in person today, including their practice, just because they had several players that had illness. The injury report came out. Chris Conley, Brandon Cooks, both wide receivers, starting wide receivers. David Johnson, running back, jack of all trades. This team's really just all-around threat. Cole Toner, they are all with illness, as reported on the injury report. So we'll see more and alert you for more if this situation progresses further. Again, the Texans not practicing today. Clint, I'm seeing this on the text line, and people are coming your way, and I don't think it's really fair. Someone listened to your read there on Coors.
Oh yeah,
and they said, "No, Dirty Red, you threw yourself under the bus because you said you threw Lauren under the bus. You threw your wife under the bus." They said, "No, you threw yourself under the bus. Who makes their wife Mo?" Saw that a few times. Who makes their wife Mo? Oh. Outside of Tyler, who makes? I don't even know about a make. I thought you make her come out for lessons.
No, I pay someone though.
You pay someone.
Yeah,
I got you. So see, do that lesson. I mean, people are coming at you about this. You don't know who makes their wife Mo.
Here's the deal. I've never made my wife do anything.
There you go.
I've never made my wife do anything. I married a woman.
Come on now.
That when you're out there and it's hot you're grinding, you got a big yard.
See right there, Nick.
And all it is riding a zero turn mower. She feels the need and the want to get out there and help her man knock out that yard work. And so every now and then she hops on that old zero turn and she knocks out the yard. I just got to get her to mow a little closer to the damn fence so I ain't got a weed eater.
People's homes are their own homes, and you do what works for your home. I just hate when people try to put their rules on other people.
Yeah.
Like to me, in our house, it'd be like if your ass is working and it's dark almost every night that you work, and we do a whole bunch of stuff on the weekends, and I'm at the house, I can cut grass.
That's simple.
Like, why can't, the man's job. It'd be like if my wife was out all night, working all day. She got off at 7 o'clock. I get home.
I'm at home during dinner time, and I just we're just gonna wait on dinner
show
just
up,
to get back
on the plate on the table.
That's just stupid. Like it's stupid. I hate these gender rules that people. Hey, if it works in your house, you do it. But well, they force
Lo,
it on people.
Lo don't. She's not.
The hell does she want to go out and cut the grass?
She wants to. That's what's crazy. Like she's not a manual. Like she don't want no parts of landscaping and weed eating and you know moving rocks and you know all that kind of job. She don't want no parts of it. But she'll get on that zero turn every now and then and take a few spins around the yard.
Hell, my mom, she mowed every week. She said it was her break from me and my brother. Yeah. That was her quiet time.
From the text line, Tyler makes me mow all the time.
Oh, wow.
All right, Megan.
I'm going to tell you, old Linda, I tell you, talking about moms, Linda will push mow that son buck in a hurry now.
Hey, that feels like she would do that.
Oh, Linda will get out there knee deep in some rocks and cleaning stuff up and watering plants and planting trees. And
I'm going to slide over there and find your ass.
Yep, she'll do it. I know y'all find that hard to believe, but she will.
No, I don't. All right, did the Notre Dame players get screwed? Did the Notre Dame players get screwed? And Ryan Leaf said something that just crushed my entire soul. We'll discuss that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, Clint, the new college football rankings came out, and the top wasn't surprising, right? Georgia being number one because that's just they've looked like the dominant team this year. And then Michigan, they jumped from 5-2. Were you surprised by that? I wasn't surprised after they beat down Ohio State.
Not one bit. They beat down Ohio State in a rivalry game, and Alabama struggled mightily with what I believe was an unranked Auburn team. I'm not sure if I think they're still unranked, but an unranked Auburn team with a very suspect with their backup quarterback. So no surprise Michigan jumped.
That's right.
No surprise Michigan jumped
from 5-2
jumped to Alabama.
Yeah, they jumped from 5-2, Alabama 3, and then Cincinnati. Which I don't know how. And you watch their game. You watch Alabama. Just the committee. They are hell bent. They are not going to put that team. They don't. If they can help it, they do not want to put that team in. Because you look at Cincinnati and what they've done, and then you watch as you just described, Alabama. Cincinnati goes on the road and beats Notre Dame, who's now coming in at 6, which we'll get to. They beat them on the road. Alabama. They needed a miracle to beat Auburn, who had their backup quarterback in, and then in the middle of the game, the backup quarterback was on one leg. He looked like Arkansas's quarterback in the Texas A&M game, limping around. And, I mean, they needed a miracle, and the rules and the overtime help for them to get there. I'm not surprised, but, man, if Cincinnati weren't going to jump them that week, and they've had many close calls to a Florida team that almost lost to Samford. Like, you know, they've had close calls throughout, and – yeah, I think they put Cincinnati in a position to get jumped, potentially.
Well, here's what I think, Shows. I think they couldn't put – well, they could. I mean, because things change. It's not the final college ball playoff rankings, obviously. But the thought of putting Alabama at 4 and then they play Georgia tight down to a two-point game, Georgia beats them late, they don't justify jumping a 3 – but they could potentially justify staying in the 4 spot. So you would have Georgia, Alabama. You would have the SEC championship all over again in the college football playoffs. So I wonder how much of, okay, if they're in the 3 hole and they play Georgia to a 2-point ball game or something, you leave them in the 3 hole, you don't get as much pushback.
Well, to me, see, I hear that, but to me, the winner of that game
should be the number one team in the country and the number one team in the poll, because they would both have one loss, and Alabama would have beat them head-to-head on a neutral site. So I think it would should go Alabama, Georgia, and then the rest of the way through. So I think you would avoid playing each other like in that first round. I thought of that too. But, I mean, the winner of that game should be number one in the country. They'd have the same record with one team with a win.
Sure.
With Alabama.
Yeah,
win.
Yeah. I mean, either way it goes, I think you're going to have a two-loss Alabama. Well, you think you're going to have a one-loss Alabama. But I think you're going to have a two-loss Alabama. And they're going to fall up out of this thing.
So. Yeah, we'll see how that shakes up with it. I think the interesting part, though, was Notre Dame was 5 last week. Mm-hmm. They were right behind Cincinnati. They were 5. You knew it was going to have a hard time jumping Cincinnati, being that Cincinnati beat them in South Bend earlier this year by 9. But they blew out whoever the hell they played this weekend. And somehow Oklahoma State came all the way from 8 and jumped them to 5. So Oklahoma State jumped Notre Dame, who blew out their opponent. I think Stanford blew out their opponent to 5. They jumped over them. And you think it's not a coincidence of why that happened?
You can't. There's no way you're going to convince me. You can try if you want, and I know you may, show, but there's no way you're going to convince me that a one-loss Notre Dame team got jumped by a one-loss Oklahoma State team, and the one loss for each team, Notre Dame's is to a top-4 college football playoff-ranked football team. Oklahoma State's is to Iowa State, which is an unranked football team at this point, again, I believe. And so there's and more importantly, I don't believe that Oklahoma State would have to have an undeniable advantage over the brand of Notre Dame for the College Football Playoff Committee to jump Oklahoma State over Notre Dame, unless Notre Dame doesn't have a head coach. Notre Dame doesn't have a head coach. I think Brian Kelly's decision to go to LSU has already, it's already impacted Notre Dame's chances of getting to the college football playoffs in a major, major way, because they, as you said, I think it was Stanford, they win a game convincingly. They've got one loss to the number 4 team in the country right now.
Stanford, they beat
and
Oregon.
They somehow backslid. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. And which I believe is the most powerful thing in all of these rankings in terms of the College Football Playoff Committee, the brand. The brand is as big as any in the college football game right now. You'll never convince me that Oklahoma State would have jumped Notre Dame if Brian Kelly wouldn't have jumped ship and went to LSU.
Do you, real quick, do you think that's fair? Do you think it is fair for the committee to look at a loss of the head coach as something that would drop them? Like, do you think that it's that important, the loss of a head coach, to where it should impact not, how good you think the team is?
Not without proof. Not without. Like right now, Alabama lost their number 2 receiver, arguably the number 1 receiver, very complimentary to John Mechie, their Williams kid that transferred from was it Oklahoma? Where did he transfer from? Anyway. The transfer that came in and is proven to be their number 2 receiver at Alabama. He went out last week against Auburn. Now he's coming back, but he did go out and he was injured. Well, what if he was still injured? So we're gonna hold that against Alabama? Well, you got proof of what you've seen for three and three-thirds of a football game, this offense without that particular receiver. If you want to argue you can hold that against him, okay, I'll buy that. Brian Kelly coached every single game. Now all you're doing is you're just getting in a room with a bunch of folks and saying, well, they're not going to be the same football team because they don't have their head coach, which is probably true, but you don't have tangible evidence to say, well, without that player or without that coach, they're not going to be as good as they possibly could. I'll argue that in that circumstance, a lot of the times the team will actually elevate their play based off of a coach doing something like that.
Potentially, but I could see the point of, man, this guy, Brian Kelly, He's not like Herm Edwards. Herm Edwards is like an overseer. Brian Kelly is the offense. He's the play caller. He is a big, big piece of what it is that they do. I could see the committee looking like that's it's like Lincoln Riley. That's a different football team if Lincoln Riley is not running the offense at Oklahoma.
He's the offensive mind, but they do have an offensive coordinator, Tommy Reese, who's an old quarterback from Notre Dame, and so he's not actually calling the plays. I'm not pushing back on your opinion at all. Just to be clear, we understand there's a legitimate offensive coordinator in place. But I don't disagree with you. I think he is a big part of them winning ball games. It's just very, very difficult for me to have a team in a position to get to the college football playoffs, and then you're going to tell me that part of your criterion for not allowing them to be a top four team potentially is because their head coach chose to leave. Not that their head coach chose to leave. We've seen them play a game. The program fell apart. They're not the same team, clearly. They're not one of the best four teams in the country. Okay, that's a different story. But their coach left after the last ball game of the year. Their coach left 7 days before the College Football Playoff Committee had to put out their final rankings. And all we're doing is guesstimating on the value of that particular head coach leaving. I think it's unfair given what we know. But I think it's more unfair that Brian Kelly knew that, the College Football Playoff knew that, and his ass still left for LSU.
Yeah, it's odd that they actually have it put in there. Like it is actually in the point of, these are 5 points that we look at that could potentially drop, the principles that can drop a team. And
think about that, show. Think about that. I know you've already voiced your opinion of the, you know, it's best for his family and all that, but think about that, man. I mean, even if the dude was going to leave early, even if the dude was not going to coach the football team,
you're saying just stay on and just stay
7 days. 7 days. I mean, it's in writing, man. The principles that the College Football Playoff Committee uses to determine who the top four, the final four football teams are. It's the, one of the principles is the availability of a coach or a player that's a difference maker, and whether him not being available, if he's not there, then they use that information to decide whether your team, whether that team is one of the best four in the country. I mean, it's right. It's in their principles. It's written. It's black and white. The fact that Brian Kelly is no longer the Notre Dame head coach is in writing. It's in writing that it can be used against that university, Notre Dame, to keep them out of the college football playoffs. It is a part of the discussion. And I'll argue it's already been shown that it's a pretty big part of the discussion with Oklahoma State jumping Notre Dame in the most recent rankings. It just proves the point that we discussed yesterday consistently, that you know, Brian Kelly, there's a better way to leave, man. There's a better way to hang up your cleats. There's a better way to go do what's best for your family. There's a better way to go make $100 million. And a part of that better way would have been to hold your ass on for 7 days, let the rankings come out. You either get in or you don't get in the college football playoffs, and you leave. You don't leave and let the College Football Playoff Committee hold that against your players and that be the reason they don't get in. Because the truth of the matter is, it very well could be that's the straw that broke the camel's back and doesn't get Notre Dame into the College Football Playoffs.
Yeah, it's hard to see them jumping Oklahoma State.
It is now.
If Oklahoma State wins. If they beat Baylor, they'd have beaten Baylor twice and Oklahoma. Baylor and Oklahoma in their season.
Agree.
The thing that crushed me, Clint Sterner, Ron, the show is we're looking at these college football rankings. The last one before the one that really matters is we had Ryan Leaf on, and check that Odyssey Rewind feature. He was on with us about 3:35. Really, really good interview with Ryan Leaf. He just broke my whole heart.
What happened?
He said he believes that if Cincinnati wins and Oklahoma State wins, that he believes Oklahoma State will jump a 12-0 Cincinnati or a 13-0 Cincinnati, whatever how many games they play. That he believes they will jump, that a 12 or one loss Oklahoma State team will jump an undefeated Cincinnati team if that happens. And I mean, and they're looking for it because that's not a big brand for Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State still, to me, won't have a better win than they do, and they've been undefeated. And I mean, Oklahoma State is, I don't know, man, they're a good football team, but. Like, in no fashion do I believe they should jump. You would have talked to me about Ohio State one loss, Michigan one loss, Alabama one loss. Okay, but I don't see Oklahoma State in that same space. And if they win on Saturday in the Big 12 championship game over Baylor, if they jump Cincinnati, like,
I don't even know why I care this much, but I'm going to be really pissed. is going to do me in if Cincinnati gets screwed out of this. As I said from the beginning, if they don't get in this year, there is no way.
Yeah.
Right? Now, people in here talking about run, Houston's going to beat them. Or they're not. And I've got money on the line.
Yeah, they are.
I got a bottle on the line. By the way, if you missed it, me and Clint have a bottle on the line, $50, $75.
Yeah, he didn't want to give me the points. Instead, he gave me a little bit of juice, an extra quarter.
I gave you a little bit of juice, but no, man. If they don't get in, if Cincinnati does everything that they're supposed to do, if they don't get in, it's just BS.
I agree wholeheartedly with you,
but you agree with Ryan.
But I agree with Ryan. I believe a Power Five team that with one loss that wins their conference, I believe the playoff committee is gonna lean towards that Power Five football team.
What is Baylor's ranking?
Baylor's number 9 right now.
God, they ran their asses up.
No, they were 8 last week. They dropped down and didn't even play.
They got their asses.
No, they did play. Who'd they beat last week? Who'd Baylor beat last week?
I don't know. Was it TCU?
No, they lost to TCU.
No, they didn't. Baylor didn't lose. Did Baylor lose? Yeah, they did lose.
Baylor.
They beat Texas Tech last week.
Oh yeah, they beat the hell out of them, didn't they?
3 points.
Oh, that's why it was close. Oh, that's why they dropped. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I
guess they switched places with Ole Miss.
They got them in that top 10, though. That win looks better. That win will look better for Oklahoma State. Look like it'll drive it up, even though Houston's at 21. That win will look a lot better.
When U of H beats up on Cincinnati and I get my $75 bottle of tequila, it's gonna be all easy for them to make their decision, Bub.
You know that. By the way, that game's at Cincinnati.
That's all right.
At Cincinnati Stadium. That's the way the AAC works. They do that thing, man.
It's all right. U of H ain't worried about we're not worried about the grass they're playing on, Bub.
Yeah. We'll see. It'll be good. All right, Clint Sterner, Ron, the show Hughley here with you. Clint, the Saints, Taysom Hill making his first start at quarterback this season, baby, against the Cowboys coming up on tomorrow.
Well, that's if his foot holds up. He's got a bum foot.
They say he's got a bum foot, but I just saw this right here. Taysom Hill will make his first start at quarterback this season for the New Orleans Saints on Thursday night.
I guess I was wrong, man. It took Drew Brees retiring and Jameis Winston getting hurt and Trevor Siemian just
sharding all over himself every time he's out.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what he's got. We'll see what he's got at the quarterback position. I think it's going to be an absolute cluster.
It should. Dallas has to make life.
Well, the Cowboys got a ton of COVID-19 tests, positive tests earlier in the week. I haven't checked back to see exactly how that all unfolded, but I think they had 8 plus COVID-19s. Really? Now, that was the head coach was one of them, and they've got some. But
Amari's supposed to be back.
Yeah, if Dak and Amari's back out there, this should be a game the Cowboys can at least be competitive in and produce offensively. They stunk it up. It's 3 of the last 4 games they've stunk it up.
They can't let Taysom Hill with a bad foot beat them.
If Taysom Hill goes out there against this Cowboy defense and this defense struggles and they go up and down the field, then the Cowboys are in trouble. This should be a game where the Cowboys defense should eat. I mean, they should pick him off multiple times. They should beat him to death in the run game.
They're going to throw the ball at old 30.
Who?
Anthony Brown. They're going to just keep throwing the ball at old 30.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that'd be all right. That'd be all right.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, they bet not let Taysom Hill, bad foot Taysom
Hill. Taysom Hill go out there and beat the Dallas Cowboys in primetime Thursday night football. He may end up making that $90 million contract.
He might make that. All right, let's go to the people. Nasty ass Jim on the line. Yes. It's always good to hear from you. Go ahead, Jim.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today? Good to be in. I need help with something I'm having a hard time understanding, and I need your help. Why is it that every division in college football has their own playoff system and a champion, but yet the Power Five and the Group of Five share the same stupid system that the Group of Five can't never seem to get in? And at some point, probably next week, I guess, when the final comes out. I just about guarantee Cincinnati won't be in, and that's going to prove to me. Sir?
I said, don't say that. Don't say that, bad mojo.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, I just need someone to help me understand. Why don't they have their own SEP, just like every other division in college football has their own playoff and a championship?
I don't know. Thanks, Jim. Clint, you played college football. Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that's
the bowl system. The bowl system they love and they want to keep.
Well, here's the deal: is you've got to. There's got to be an expansion. I mean, ultimately, four teams isn't enough for a group of five team to get in. So you've got to either do what Nasty Jim's talking about, and you got to bust it up. You got to have group of five playoffs, and you got to have power five playoffs, and be done with it. Or you got to make this monster structure that gets you 8 or 12 teams in the playoffs. It becomes a bigger tournament, and you automatically include. It's very simple, guys. If it's 8, you go the power five conferences. No matter what the records are, no matter who you are, if you win your conference, you're automatically in. There's 5 spots, right? Your highest ranked group of 5. Say they got to be in the top 10, or you got to be in the top 10, and you got to be the highest ranked group of 5 football team. You get the sixth spot, and then there's 2 at large bids. You got 2 at large to give your, you know, if Iowa beats Michigan and Michigan's clearly the better football team, then you got a large bid, you put Michigan in there. If Georgia beats Alabama and you think Alabama's still a top 8 team, your at large could be Alabama. That's the cleanest way to do it. I think they're going to end up going to 12 teams. It's going to be even bigger than we thought because there's more money involved. And I think we're all going to be happy with it. I think group of 5 teams are going to get in at that point in time, at least have a really good chance of getting in when you do what Cincinnati's done. And I think we're going to all end up being happy about it.
All right, we'll see. Yeah, if Cincinnati doesn't get in, I'm going to lose my draws again. All right, late news here recently, just breaking through. There has been news on the Carlos Correa front. One of the best writers in baseball has dropped some news on Correa. We'll discuss that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.